Streaming your church services involves more than just pointing a camera and turning on the stream. To truly tap into the power of this technology, we need to foster interaction and build a thriving online community. We've got five tips on how to turn your live streaming from passive to engaging. Next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Welcome to the Church Solutions Podcast. My name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
Steve, it's episode number 442. You like the number 442, right?
My brother had a roommate that had a 442.
What was in it?
No, he had a 442, the car.
The car. Okay, the car was 442, but the engine wasn't a 442, was it? Wasn't it like a 350 or something?
Yeah, I can't remember what they came with.
Yeah. But there was a 442 engine, right?
No.
440 engine.
There's a 440, yes.
Yeah, okay, close.
No, 442, yep. It was, yeah.
All right.
Was it? Four-speed, four-barrel, and dual exhaust. I can't remember what people thought that it stood for, but
I had a friend that had something, a 442, and we used to kind of race each other because my brother's Montego, Mercury Montego, and it had a 351 Cleveland in it, and so I would race him. All right, so enough of this foolishness. We're going to talk today about 8 tips that can help you engage your online audience, and so during your live streaming. And so before we start here, I do want to say this. This is brought to you by DailyDive365.com. Check it out when you get a chance, DailyDive365.com. I had somebody the other day call it Daily Drive. No. Daily Dive.
That's what I used to do in my former career, was Daily Drive.
Yeah. Now we don't drive anywhere. Daily Dive 365, it can take your sermons that you work really hard on, or your pastor works really hard on, and it can create content and can create 7 daily devotionals that people can get right into their mobile devices. It can create podcast. It can create Amazon Alexa news flash briefings, and it does do sermon clips as well. So it's a pretty cool little thing. We like it, and it's DailyDive365.com is the place to check it out. And then we also want to say, I'm sorry, did I cut you off?
No,
I also want to mention that we are having a webinar coming up here real soon, and it's called From Crash to Comeback, and it's going to be 10 tips, count them, 10 tips on how to come back when you're live streaming. If you're live streaming and something goes wrong, something crashes, we've got 10 tips. And we've also got a few more, actually, that I was doing some research on. And so that's September 17th. And
bonus,
it's going to be
tips.
12 noon. They are bonus tips and a prelude, too. And so you can go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv. It's a free webinar. It's going to be about a half hour long. We'll take your Q&A afterwards. And even if you can't come, I would encourage you to sign up anyhow, because you'll get the recorded copy right into your email box if you can't make it. But it is September 17th, and you can sign up now at webinar.streamingchurch.tv. And I did some research on this, and churches do have, not a lot, but there are a small percentage of churches that will have a problem Sunday morning. And there's even a bigger percentage when they're setting up their live stream that have problems. But the bottom line is this: doesn't matter if you're streaming and all of a sudden you got a problem, it's urgent, right? I mean, you're like, oh no. So this will be a good little thing for you to keep in hand, or keep for your staff, or keep on hand for help when something goes wrong.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And while you're saying not many churches are, experience a problem frequently, I think just about every church that's been streaming for many years has had at least one close call, and probably more than one.
Oh, yeah. So. It happens. It happens to the best of us, but it's good to have a have a little plan in place, some
Yeah.
tips and some steps, and we'll get into that. So that's September 17th, webinar.streamingchurch.tv from Christ to Come Back. All right. So speaking of streaming video, we're going to talk a little bit about how you can engage your online viewers while you're streaming. And there's some things here you may have heard of, some things you may not have heard of. So if you are keeping score at home, you can go to blog.streamingchurch.tv. And we got some notes here. We'll probably ad lib a lot, as we tend to do here. But it's we've said this before, but just streaming, just cut and paste, just turning the camera on and, you know, letting go, that's not, you want more than that. And your people that are watching want more than that. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Yep. All right. So number one on our list is to spark two-way communication, spark engagement.
That's right. Just like an engine, you want to have some spark. And hopefully you're using live chat. You're using online chat. Now we at streamingchurch.tv, we'll gloss ourselves here a little bit. We have a very interactive chat platform. And if you take advantage of that, you can really engage people more and help people feel better connected. So viewers can share their thoughts and they can ask questions and they can participate in discussions online.
Yep, that is true. So you got to make sure there's a vehicle for them to chat and participate. Otherwise, it may be a fairly dry service. It's a way to keep them engaged too. So,
yeah, absolutely. So here's a few things that you can do when it talks about the chat. You know, you can put polls and surveys up. And again, we have that on our features. You could put links in to other content. Giving Online, of course, is a popular link. You could put a link into the blog. You could put a link in for prayer requests. There's lots of things you can do. On our platform, you can actually put in not just the chat, but you can put in like images and hyperlink the images around the video, and people can click on that. And you can actually change those images as the service goes on. But, you know, people want to know about that. Just let us, just ask us.
And one of the things I was reading ahead, and I thought you might mention it in another one of your points, but I don't think you do. Let me just, and that is to include a web host. So,
yes, I left that out, didn't I? Yeah, you really should have a web host. Where's it at? Yeah, that would be a very important thing to spark a two-way communication. I will edit the blog, and nobody will know that if they watch that later. But yeah, you want to have a web host, and we have a feature that designates the web host. Everybody knows who the web host is.
And there's actually special training for web hosts on how to do a more effective job. So there's tips and tricks on how to get people engaged, to get how ask open-ended questions, do the right prompting, respond properly, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So there's a way, just like, I don't know, going to a party or something and you have a deadbeat host or something, it kind of drags along. But if you got somebody there that is stimulating the conversation and asking open-ended questions, it will create a whole new environment. So it's a soft skill that I'm sure people in your church have, and that they can exercise and contribute and participate as a web host.
Yeah, extroverts are good at that, but introverts can be as well. So something I've got in the notes here that maybe it doesn't fall into this number one on the notes when it comes to sparking two-way communication, but it's still important, and that is the person that's, you know, when they're streaming live and you've got the camera on and the person walking up to the platform on the pulpit or whatever you want to call it, the pastor or making announcements, actually should be both. Those people should be also not only addressing the people in the church facility, but addressing the people online. They should make mention of them. They should welcome not only the people that have walked in the door, but you should also welcome the people watching online. And yeah, you can't necessarily communicate with them two-way, but you let your church people know, hey, this is there's more going on here besides just the four walls here. There's people out there watching us and globally potentially watching us. And it also, again, helps the people viewing the stream feel like they're a part of the service. So when you welcome the people online, if you're preaching, speaking, and maybe you encourage your congregation to read a scripture out loud together, make sure you include the people online too. Say, hey, if you're watching online, read this verse with us, Matthew chapter 24, whatever. And it draws people in. It makes them realize, okay, it's not just me out here in a vacuum. There's other people that I can be involved with.
It kind of changes the attitude of things. I have this vision of, you've seen the TV shows where the interrogators are interrogating people, and then there's people behind the glass that they can't see, you know? So they're sitting there watching the interrogation going on. And I think a lot of times people attending online pretend that they're, or they act like they're the people behind the glass, that no one can see them, no one cares whether I'm here. And then all of a sudden, the detective reaches out and welcomes you from behind the glass. You have a completely different attitude about, oh, I can participate here.
That's
So.
right. Absolutely. And I think another sub point to this whole thing would be, if you're doing chat, if you're a chat host, you can really encourage a call to action. So whatever that might be, if the pastor's made a point, re-emphasize the point, whatever the call of action might be, implement it. And again, this is another way to help people get connected.
So this next point is one that my wife does an excellent job at, and I don't think any of us do a great job. You're probably the best of everybody, which is build a digital community. So,
Yeah, I mean it's important to do that, look.
mean, on a personal basis, I'm just talking about, yeah.
I'm personal, but yeah. But I mean it's important to do this. I hesitate here because it is work. It's extra work to do this. But it's if we've as we've said here before, if you put it as part of your routine, if you make a schedule as part of your job description, whatever you're doing, even as a volunteer, if you make that part of your routine, it goes much easier. So when you're building the point is build a digital community. So, you do want to be responsive to people, not only watching online for the live stream, but also, if they're watching, if you've posted it somewhere else, and they have comments available, engage those comments as well.
It's probably good advice to grab somebody that has a passion for it, that because then it won't seem like work. Whereas I know for me, it would seem like work.
Yeah, absolutely. Passion is going to drive you for anything, but sometimes you got to just do something until the right person comes along,
We just had a teaching this past weekend that talks about. One of the key points was passion follows discipline, basically, or inspiration follows discipline as well. So that the key point was you've got to get out there. It was, Jeff Love's our pastor, and he's a painter. And he talks about he doesn't paint when he's inspired. If he waited to paint when he was inspired, he would never paint, and he would very never be inspired. Because so he's taken on the discipline of just getting out there and starting to paint, every day or however often he does. And then with the discipline of saying, I'm just gonna start painting something, then the inspiration comes. He said, typically, so he'll be, he said he's up late nights often, where when he sat down initially, he's like, I don't really want to do this, but I need to paint. Got to keep my skills up. Got to do da, da, da. And halfway through, he's like, oh my gosh, this is great. I'm going to do this and this. So, yeah, the whole point was the passion and the encouragement or the inspiration comes through discipline.
It really does. Some tips in the building a digital community, besides being responsive to people and posting stuff, is maybe even some ideas of posting stuff behind the scenes. Maybe some what you might call exclusive content, where you have maybe an interview with your pastor, about the message perhaps, or about the upcoming messages. I used to do that with your pastor, Jeff Love. We would do a thing about what's coming up. And it was easy to do because you just pull out your phone and interview them.
Here's a free tip from our church, and I wasn't sure what was going on, but we have a pre-service meeting with all the volunteers, so they before the service, and they kind of outline, what's going to go on in the service, and they've actually just rehearsed the worship music stuff and did all the mic checks and all that stuff and made sure that the slides were going to work and the video was going to work. And as we do that meeting, someone includes the web hosts that aren't in the facility on a FaceTime or FaceTime group meeting. So they will be, so it's kind of a, so that those that aren't able to participate in the facility on the behind the scenes stuff of all the prep work, they can participate using this FaceTime avenue. So I often wonder, I didn't know what was going on most of the time. I'm like, why is this person on FaceTime? Why are they up front and showing everybody, and I'm like, and then later I realized, oh, these are our web hosts that are going to be doing web hosts during the service, and they need, it's good for them to find out what the order of the service is and, any special things that are going to happen, they have a heads up. So
Yeah, definitely. That's a good point. As we can talk about digital community here and building it besides the live stream, there's things you can do. And when I was the church online pastor at your church years ago, we actually had online small groups. And this was long before COVID, so we actually would use different tools, different platforms out there. Zoom was out there, Skype was out there, of course, Team or something was out there. There's different platforms we used, and we had online small groups, and we met every week, and we got online, and it was a challenge sometimes because some people had a little problem. They weren't quite as tech savvy and trying to get their microphone on or their camera on or something. That was a little bit of a
And
challenge, but it worked.
I have an unofficial theory. I'm thinking Zoom's rise to fame was they solved the feedback problem. Because all of our early attempts through all the other tools, the biggest problem we had was people would have a microphone in their speaker, right there, and people would get into this loop of their speakers would feedback into their microphone and it would create these feedback loops. And we'd have to say, put on your headset so that you can hear us and your microphone is not amplified.
I
We
remember
don't have
those
that problem
days.
anymore. It
I
doesn't
don't.
exist. And I think Zoom must have figured it out, and that's why they got so big, because they figured out
I
how
don't
to
know.
filter out the feedback loop.
I don't know. Maybe that was the case. I'm not sure. They definitely have more complex. I don't know if complex is the word, but even the adjusting your video, they've got features on it. Do that adjusting. My video is terrible. This podcast is done on video, but we stripped the audio and we post it online. But even if you look at me now, I look like I'm washed out because I'm in a room here that just doesn't have good lighting and blah blah blah. But anyhow, but you and I were talking right before the recording here. My audio. I was trying to adjust the audio. I would adjust it with Zoom. And then it seems like a couple of weeks later, it goes back to something else. So anyhow, but yeah, I mean, they definitely have made some improvements there. So you can do some of these things with the platforms out there today. And I mean, there's Twitch, there's other things out there as well. Facebook's got stuff, and you can interact and all that stuff. Anyhow, all right, shall we
All
move on
right,
here?
we should.
Running out of time.
I'm noticing that our thing is called Eight Tips, but there's only five tips listed that I see.
Yeah, well, that's because I gave
We
up
got
at the end.
scratched three
I
of
gave up the end. Yeah, I think I
them.
created some of them. I think I created. Thanks for noticing. I think when I
I
was
was like, eight tips, we're only on number four, and
when I did
where's the
this,
other four?
I did this. I there were some tips that were, I numbered them originally, and I thought, no, those go under a different category, So I think so remind me to change the title.
Anyway,
So,
changed. So our 8/5 tips for
yeah, five tips. There
bringing
were eight. Well, we
you.
actually put the other tips inside these different
Oh, we just
categories.
organized it
So we
differently.
did. I organized it, and then I forgot after I organized it. All right. So make your content captivating. That's the third point here. and I'm going to beat this drum until I die. I think that it's possible, easier than ever today, if you're a church online host and you're streaming, it's easier now than ever to do a breakaway, and you could have a camera set up in front of you, and you can specifically do a breakaway while your church is doing something else, announcements or doing something, doing the offering, and it can go to you, and you, as the host, can address the online audience specifically with specific needs, the giving online, the special announcements may be tailored for them. And again, it creates this, you're talking to the people online, and they know that. And so we used to do this back at your church. We had this old switcher and it worked. I was in the back office and I'd sit there in a chair and I would address people online, I saw lots of interaction when I did that.
Yeah, and it kind of let people know that they're recognized audience, the guys behind the one-way glass are being seen and
Yeah.
addressed specifically.
And I know some people don't want to be on camera. So I get that. I get that. So, maybe, I don't know, do something else. But I just think that you can do live breakaways today. Digital switchers are more affordable than ever, and it would add to what you're doing. And you can even get creative with it. And we've talked about this before, but I did some creative things where I walked around the facility or something and gave people a tour or something while we were doing something. I don't know. It's just there's if you just get creative, sit down and give yourself some time, maybe meet with another person, you'll be surprised with what you can come up with. So, all right, live breakaways. Visual appeal matters. That's another point here in the outline here under point number three. If you've got the luxury of working with multiple cameras, doing some different angles, maybe put in some engaging graphics for your live stream. This is stuff you can do through your live encoder. You even could get some extra video snippets to put in at times. All these things help your viewers stay engaged.
And I'm a big proponent. I know I had met with a bunch of resistance at our church early on, because I think we were together. We were doing a conference in Phoenix, and it was in a church, and I happened to notice, I'm like, wow, what's with the camera on the neck of the guitar on this? And they go, oh, that's one of the angles. It's really cool. And I thought, that does sound really cool. And my son played guitar in the worship band at the time. And I was like, wow, we need to get a guitar or a guitar cam. And people that were in charge of the overall production were like, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
So we did it.
I won't say his name, but his initials are Michael Gray.
What? Oh, yeah, he didn't like it either. There were a couple of people. And it's kind
Michael
of
works with
funny.
us, and people don't know this. Michael Gray works with us now.
Yeah, what was funny was I bought this camera, and it was, in order to do it, it was a wireless camera with a transmitter and stuff. And I came one Sunday, after we had been doing it for like a month or so, and I was doing the switching and stuff, and they go, oh, get off that camera shot. Anyway,
Well, it had some glitches too, right? I mean, there were some
Oh, it
issues. It
did.
wasn't working real
Yeah, it
well.
wasn't the best. But anyway, it was very unique. And then anyway, I come one weekend, I'm like, where's the camera? It's in a drawer somewhere. So they quietly got rid of that
Non-confrontational.
thing.
But didn't they do it? Didn't they bring it back and put it on the drums or like up above the drums
No,
one time?
the one of the other guys that was more supportive, he did add a drum cam, but the drum cam was just above the drums.
Well, there you
But
go.
yeah, and we still have a drum cam. So, and we have a oddly enough, we have a keyboard cam now. So right on the
See,
edge of the keyboard. So I was just way before my time,
you were on the cutting
and
edge,
I was this was this is I don't know, 8 years ago or
Well,
so.
at least I remember that well. I was on board with it. I thought it was a great idea, but
I was just.
That's what happens, though. You know, when you get on the cutting edge of anything in life, there's always going to be like, ooh, pushback and all that. And
Yeah,
you know, a
and
few
then
years
they're,
later, everybody's doing it.
yeah, then they're buying a camera for the keyboards and the drum now. So
Yeah,
yeah, it's
exactly.
one of our lineup.
Yeah,
But
there you go.
the neck of the guitar I thought was the coolest.
Yeah, that was cool when it worked. It didn't work real
Yes.
well at times, but yeah. All right, so different camera angles. The bottom line is try to use variety. And if you have more than one camera and you have some other things going on, if you can add graphics and add these things, variety will help. It makes a difference instead of just sitting the camera, putting a camera in front of somebody, and just walking away. You know, it's. I mean, I look. I understand if that's all you can do, then start with what you got. But if you can keep thinking about moving forward, hey, you know, things
Yeah.
can happen. So.
Make it fun. So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah,
Experiment.
exactly.
It's not the end of the world if you, that's the way you get better as you try stuff and stuff that didn't work out. You
Yeah.
go, well, that didn't work out, but
Yeah.
that's how you get news,
It's, yeah.
keep it interesting.
All right. Yeah. As we move on, point number four here, as we're talking about eight tips that we don't really have eight, we only have five, but we have other tips involved in the five here. Promote your church. Promote what your church is doing. And we don't think about that a whole lot, but there's lots of different ways you can promote what your live stream and promote your videos and promote your archives, newsletters. This should be a no-brainer, but you'd be surprised. Churches don't really think about this to, you know, remind people you're streaming live in your church newsletters. Put signs around your church. I loved what Alive did, your church, which was my church for a while. You know, they had actually signage, nice signage in the men's bathroom. And you'd go in and stand in front of the urinal and you'd look up and there was a sign. It was wrapped, you know, it was nice, well-produced sign. Promoting whatever it was they were promoting at the time. So you can put signage around the church and make it look nice, not talking somebody's notebook paper and scratching something on it. Although if that's your style, I guess that's okay. But I think you can really do a lot to promote inside your church and also in the content that you send out to your members, whether it's newsletters and stuff on your website and those kind of things.
Yeah, I recently the pastor of church had to explain one of the signs before because it went right over my head because they were using some double entendres in the signage over the urinals. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was like, you know, make sure you make your right deposit or you know or I can't remember something along
Okay.
those lines that went right over my head, but
We aim
they
to
were having
please, so
fun.
please aim or something. And look, shall we beat this drum one more time? I was looking at somebody's website the other day and they stream video and I found it. I finally found the link to the live stream, but it did take me a little while. And if you're streaming live, whether you work with us or other whatever company you want to work with, you know, make sure when people go to your website, they can prominently see where to watch the live stream. And if you have archives, where to watch the archives.
Yeah, there's some top three things you need on your website, and those have kind of changed over the years, but I think access to either your live stream or a recorded stream is way up there. Probably a statement of beliefs is up there, and then the new one that's big is plan your visit.
Plan your
Plan a
visit. Yeah.
visit there,
Yeah. That's a
so
good one. That's a good one to have. Okay. So we're running out of time here. So promote what you're doing. You know, you've already got members. You've got a mailing list already. Use that to promote your live stream and help people connect. And, you know, obviously social media, we covered that before. Email is a good thing as well. And you know, I didn't not really mention this before, but there are you could consider if you got some. I was in a ministerial alliance when I was a senior pastor in Junction City, Kansas, and there was a bunch of us, small little town, but lots of churches, and we kind of partnered together with doing different things for the community, and we had a 4th of July thing we did in Junction City, Kansas, and we partnered together as a churches to not just make it a Christian event, but add different elements to this big Fort Riley Army Base is very close to Junction City, so the 4th of July is a big deal there. They had big parades and all that stuff there. Well, not big parades, but they have parades in the Midwest. And so partnerships, consider partnerships with other churches. Maybe you're friends with other pastors. Maybe you guys can promote each other's events or streaming events or things like that. Instead of making it a competition, make it a partnership.
Yeah,
All right.
sounds like a great idea.
We're done here. Always want to encourage people to continue to improve what you're trying to do, track your data, get feedback from your people, experiment with things that we just said, and you'll find that that you'll have more engagement in your live streaming and the other things that you do in your church. So I encourage you to do that. And if, as always, if we can help you with anything, we're more than welcome, more than happy. We welcome your feedback and we welcome your questions. Just go to streamingchurch.tv. That's us. And we'll try to help you any way we can. Even if you don't stream with us, we'll try to help you. So there you have it. All right. Are we done here?
We are done.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Steve Lacey. Sure appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, the one thing we didn't mention that we need to mention was to see how you're doing with your digital ministry is we have a free assessment.
That's
So if you
right.
go to streamingchurch.tv/assessment, that will allow you to, it's just a quick, I don't know, 10 minutes or so of answering a bunch of questions. And this thing will give you a report on where you're excelling and where you could use some improvement and gives you some suggestions for how to improve. It's a 22-page report, that you'll get from that. It's emailed to you. Just so go to streamingchurch.tv/assessment and it'll do and participate in the digital assessment of your ministry.
Good reminder, good point. And as always, it's always good to assessments what's going on and improve what you're doing. So, all right, we're done here. Thanks, folks, for spending some time with us today on the Church Solutions Podcast. Be sure and subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your content. And give us a rating if you can. And always, feedback is appreciated. I'm Phil Thompson. He's Steve Lacey. We'll talk to you again next time. Please take care of yourself and each other.